You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to another edition of Spiritual Insight with your spiritual teacher, intuitive life coach, and personal prophet. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley. Now do me a favor, turn up your headsets and mentally prepare yourselves to be inspired, enlightened, and even encouraged as you open your heart and become ready to receive your next divine spiritual insight. Mercury is in retrograde. Now, while Mercury is in retrograde, now, again, for those of you that may not be aware of this, because you know what? I didn't pay no attention to this either. In fact, when I was coming up in church, they told us that ain't nothing but the devil. Don't be listening to all that stuff. No, it really is not of the devil. It really is true. It's just that at that time, many people did not understand it or did not want to understand it. And we just wanted to shout, you know. And even to this day, there are people that really will say that's still not of God. You know, don't partake of that. And I cannot understand why for the life of me, because it is clearly said in the Bible that God, he's a God of the heaven and earth. He made the stars. It tells us that God is the creator of the earth, of the moon, of the stars. He was, you know, the wise men were led to Jesus by astrology, by the star or the astro. And astro means star. And the astrology means the study of the stars. So, and I'm not telling you to worship the star, but I am telling you to use the star. Now, already, am I teaching already? I want you to realize we are in a spiritual war, and if we do not recognize what is going on in the heavens and the earth, we're going to miss out on some wonderful opportunities. We are going to miss out on some wonderful opportunities. So I want you to realize we are in the midst of battle. There's a war that we are a part of. And if we pay attention to God's creation, being Mercury in retrograde, being the position of the stars, and again, I was not that inclined in astrology. I didn't really care for it that much. But, oh, it got my attention when Mercury in retrograde. When Mercury is in retrograde, it affects communication. There are problems with anything dealing with communication, TV, computers. Oh, God. I have a laptop. I put it in the shop. Didn't realize it was Mercury in retrograde. Put the thing in the shop, I think, in March. Do you know they waiting on a part to come? And it's nothing but a battery. I'm still waiting. But that's Mercury. The people said they shipped the battery on in the mail. Still haven't gotten there yet. But, you know, orders, the things that you have ordered, it'll get sidetracked. It'll get lost. You'll lose your keys. Cell phone, all of a sudden, will drop the signal. You know, now, that will happen, obviously, but while Mercury is in retrograde, it happens more often. Now, these things cannot just be a coincidence. No. Flight, some people got bumped off a flight, just problems. You know, you tell your spouse, I love you. They hear something different. You've been cheating on me, huh? Why you love me all of a sudden? They thinking it's something else. Mercury is in retrograde, all right? Be careful, be aware, okay? And I'm not saying, you know, don't do anything, no. But you want to be cautious that Mercury is in retrograde, okay? Now, and with Mercury being in retrograde, it's a time not to start new things, but to complete new things. It's a time to complete. It's a time, what did I say? To complete and to really let go of anything that you do not need anymore. That's why we said we're completing. Oh, I don't need this. I can get rid of that. I don't need this. I can let that go. It's a time to let go of what you no longer need. It's a time to get things out of the way. It's a time to clear your path or clear the path. Somebody write that, clear the path. How you doing, Reverend West? Clear the path, all right? Clear. Mercury is in retrograde, so therefore we want to clear the path. Now, what does that mean, Dr. Mosley? There are some things in our way that we need to clear up. We must use our power to move some things out of the way. I'm Miss Shandesia. I'm still calling you Shandesia, right? We got to remove some things out of the way. There's some things we do not need anymore. And you know, I got some closets of stuff in there that I really don't need. And it's time for me to clear the path. It's time to clear stuff. Well, you never know when you may need that. I know personally, I have some things I've had for the past probably 10, 20 years I have not used. It's just taking up dust. There's some things I need. Now, I know some things like fine china is just nice to have, but there's some things, old papers that it's time to clear. It's time to just get rid of some stuff that I do not need. And you know what? I used to have an issue. I would save a receipt for something. They may try to come back on me years later and say I didn't pay it. And I got my receipt. That receipt is dated 2002. You know, but Mosley, let it go now. Let it go. So there's sometimes we got to clear the path. All right? Everybody with me so far? Clear. Mercury is in retrograde. We got to remove, let go of some things that are no longer serving us. So, what is it? Why are you bringing all of this out right now? Because sometimes we got to clear the path of who we are not, that we can really embrace who we are. Sometimes we have to clear the path of who we are not, that we may embrace who we are. I'm not prophesying. No, let me clarify that. I'm informing you that there are some blessings that are coming or headed to you, or really they're not headed. They are right there, dead smack in front of you. But they can't really embrace you because you're not knowing that you deserve them. You're not knowing who you are. There are some things in your path that is blocking you because you see all of this that's in your way, and God is trying to remove all of this so that you can see you deserve the good that is in front of you. Can somebody write that? I deserve the good that is in front of me. Can somebody write that? I deserve the good that's in front of me. I deserve the good that's in front of me. And so I want you to really grab this. I really want you to grab this concept. You deserve the good that is in front of you. So now I need you to realize something. I need to understand something. Who are you? Sometimes we have so much stuff in our way that, you know, we kind of lost who you are. And you know what? Some of us have really lost our identity because of relationships, love, some errors, some mistakes. And so we think that we're still that person. You know, or you still, maybe you only now Mrs., let's say for instance, you're Mrs. Joe Brown. That's wonderful. But you've lost that you were Lillian Parker. You know, you lost who you were in the beginning. You lost something about that you lost. Don't lose yourself. Because sometimes you think, oh, Lillian Parker don't deserve this. Now, Mrs. Joe Brown deserves this, but Lillian Parker don't deserve it. No, Lillian Parker does. It was Lillian Parker that attracted Joe Brown. Don't lose your power. Don't lose who you are. You know, I wrote something one time about an ego. And I've heard some of my colleagues, and I want to reiterate this. They will tell you that you don't need an ego because EGO stands for edging God out. That is not true. I should correct myself. That is true if you want it to be true. It is true. All things are possible to him that believes. So it can be true if you believe that. If you believe that ego is edging God out, go for it. That's you. Now, I choose not to believe that. Many people associate the word ego with a negative connotation, yet it can be negative if it is not balanced or controlled. Now, somebody write this, control your ego. Because I'm going to tell you this, control your ego. I'm going to tell you this. I do not believe, this is Dr. Mosley, I, as your spiritual teacher, do not believe you can really do the things that God has called for you to do without an ego. Without that added sense of assurance. Now, some people say ego, that's false. You can call it what you want to. I call it energy. I really do. I call it energy. And sometimes you need that ego, and it's not false unless you think it is. Unless you think it is, it can be really real. My sister is Mrs. Pamela Drawsand. Not to somebody else, or even to her, she can say, oh, I'm just Pam. But now there comes a time when she steps into, if you want to say that, alter ego, I am Mrs. Pamela Drawsand. Now, when she steps into that authority, are you catching that? There's a certain energy, and I'm going to use the word we use in church. There's a certain anointing that now she stepped into, and it is made available to her. If the doctors don't want to give her any information about her husband, wait a minute, I am Mrs. Pamela Drawson, that my husband is here. I deserve and demand to know what is going on. Yes, ma'am. See, that ego. Can I get a heart right there? Let me know if you're getting what I'm saying. Somebody let me know. Are you getting what I'm saying? I believe in order for God to really use you, you must have an ego. I believe that you must have an ego. I'm trying to find my scripture here. The Bible says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. You know what he's trying to do is lift your ego. Lift that extra sense of courage. Lift your self-esteem. Lift your, watch this, image. You're not a nobody. You're not less than. You are important. What is that song? You are important to me. I need you to survive. God really wants to use you. But you got to have, in a sense, an ego. You got to know who you are. Now, we hear this. Don't we hear this in church a lot? We hear this with people around us. You got to know who you are. Yeah. Well, I'm going to take that a little step further. You got to have that ego about yourself. Have that ego. Know who you are. Know what you feel about yourself. You know, an ego is the way one look at themselves. How do you see yourself? It was today I was walking around and the Lord asked me that question. How do you see yourself? That's where I got that from today. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as a chosen person? A royal? Do you see yourself as royalty? Now you got people, honey, I'm this, I'm that, and I'm strong, and I'm gorgeous, I'm a queen, because you got people calling each other that now. I think this year has really been very prominent. Well, starting last year, how you doing, queen? Hey, king. You know, we using that terminology. Before it was, what's up, bro? You know, but now we're using that terminology. So do you see yourself as a queen? Do you see yourself as a king? Now, we all of a sudden, some of us will, soon as somebody mess up, soon as your man maybe don't open the door for you, whatever, I'm a queen. But are you carrying yourself like that? Is that the way? Now, you could say it, but are you really carrying yourself like that? Do you really see yourself as a queen? Do you see yourself as a king? Do you see what? How do you see yourself? How do you really see? Do you see yourself as rich? Do you see yourself as poor? Do you see yourself? And this is what many of us have done for the longest. I'm middle class. I don't want to be no middle class. I really don't. I do not want to be no doggone middle class. Excuse me, y'all. Screw that. I don't want to be. I don't want to be middle class. I think I've been considered middle class for a long time, and I didn't like it. I still didn't like it. Well, thank God I'm not poor, because that's what some people say. Well, thank God you're not poor. Amen. But I don't want to be middle class either. I want to be rich and wealthy. That's how I see myself. That's how I see myself. I'm royal priesthood. No, there is nobody that's in the priesthood that is royal middle class. I just don't believe that. And a holy nation, God's special possession, and I'm middle class? Pray for me. Y'all pray for me. Because I'm serious. No, if you want me to see myself middle class, don't even pray for me. No, that's okay. Don't pray for me. Don't pray for me. Because I am not middle class. Now, I have to see myself as above only and not beneath. Now, when I see myself that way, here's the trick. You begin to attract those things. You begin to attract that character. There was a show some years ago called Girlfriends, and there was a character named Tony Childs. And it was about four black young women living in Los Angeles. Well, Tony Childs, the character, she was kind of uppity. She was a wonderful, beautiful lady, and she always had this attitude about herself. If it ain't front row, Tony Childs ain't going. You know, if it's not such and such, Tony Childs is not going to do that. And she would talk about herself like that. Do you know that that's the way Tony lived? And I know it was fictitious, but there are people that way today. A.K.A. Donald Trump. I'm not endorsing nobody, no. But I am saying he has a major ego. Now, we can talk about him all we want. But do you know, can I tell y'all something? And I really hear this in my spirit, y'all. I really do. Your ego attracts money. I'm going to let that rest for a moment. Can somebody write that for me? Now, I want you to write it this way. My ego attracts money. My ego attracts money. When you have an air about yourself, it attracts money. There have been times when I have walked into a room and I'm grateful to say this. I just command attention. I didn't realize what I was doing. People just adhere to me, and I'm grateful for that. I really am. I don't take it lightly. I'm very grateful. I was standing in a hotel one time, and I was waiting on a driver to come and pick me up. And people were asking me questions as if because I guess the way I was dressed, and I was just standing erect and very poised, you know. And sir, do you, and they act like I was a manager in the hotel. I was in Vegas at the time. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm just a guest. Your ego. Did you hear me? Your ego attracts money. I want to encourage you right now, get an ego. Because when you, I'm just a poor pilgrim traveling through this barren land. That's not a good ego to have. It's not a good ego to have. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Reverend LaMelle, blessings to you, my dear. That's not a good ego to have. Dana, you got to have an ego that says, you know what? I am a queen. I am well deserving. And please understand, y'all, find a woman that's always being beat up on. She don't have a good ego. Now, I'm not saying you got to be real mean and boisterous. No, but you do need to have an ego. You got to have an ego. You got to have a sense of value, a sense of worth. Ego is a person's sense of self-esteem. Your ego is your self-importance. You are important. You see, in church, we've been taught this. I'm just a poor pilgrim traveling through this barren land. And so we've been taught to kind of be like this. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No. Because you know what? I don't know if I have that scripture. Jesus made a statement. He made a statement. It's not the right one I wanted. But, hold on, y'all. It's the same one. But Jesus said that you really got to have an ego. He said, who do men say that I am? I believe that's in Matthew. Where is it? I got it on my notes here somewhere, y'all. I got all kind of notes in front of me. But in Matthew, who do men say that I am? Well, some say you're this and some say you're that. And they were talking about other preachers. You know, some say you act like this person. Some say you act like Jeremiah. But now he asks Peter, who do you say that I am? Huh? In fact, I know where I did. Let's go here. I want to shift that. I'm coming back to that scripture. Do you know Romans 12 and 1? Let's go here real quickly. Can we go here? Romans 12 and 1. And I'm going to run through this because I want you to get an understanding, though. He's telling us in the Word of God, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice. In other words, be humble. Now look at verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be renewed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do you know when you have an ego, it transforms you? It's almost like what they say, going into to the phone booth as Clark Kent and coming out as Superman. You got to have an ego. Some stuff I'm just not going to tolerate. Some stuff I'm not going to have. And when I have that in my mind, boom, I attract that. Again, I just told you all to write. Your ego attracts money. Look at Carmen says, my ego definitely attracts money. You got to have an ego. It transforms you. It transforms you. You got to have an ego. Now, let's go down to verse 3. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you. Now, I just want to throw this out at you. This is Paul speaking. Okay? This is Paul speaking. He didn't say the Lord told him. This is what Paul is saying. Or this is what church people have ran crazy with. Do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. And I can hear the old missionary say, some of y'all are too high-minded. You got to come on down. Well, that's what they used to say. But now, first of all, let's remember, God didn't tell him to say this. This is what he was saying. Somebody let me know, did you get that? Somebody say, I got it. And I pray you got it. This, and it's okay. Michael Mosley can say some things. I didn't say God said it. I said I did. This is the way I feel. You follow me? So this is what Paul is saying. I'm telling you for the grace given me, because Paul was one of those high-minded individuals. He hated Christians. He persecuted them when his name was Saul. He was the upper class. He was a very strong man with a powerful ego. He really was. That's the way he had Christians killed. So he did have an attitude about himself. So now I believe he's in that state of, I realize the wrong I've done. So I'm trying to tell y'all, because God gave me grace, don't y'all think more of yourselves. Because anybody can come down. Yes, anybody really can come down. That's why I said, control your ego. There's a time and a place for everything. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Control your ego. So what he's really trying to offer is friendly advice to say, don't think of yourself more than you ought to think. Now, that leaves the door open. If I need to think of myself as being Mr. Mosley, or Dr. Moses, if I need to think of myself as being great and grand and wealthy, then that's what I need to do. Now, what bothers me is when people like to think of themselves as all of this and they have nothing to show for it. You don't need to think of yourself like that now. Are y'all hearing me? I'm headed that way. I'm achieving this. Wonderful. But when you act like you own 4 or 5 banks and so you got to just kind of balance that. And that's okay. I'm just telling you to balance. I'm going to go back to what I said. Can somebody write that again? Control your ego. Control your ego. Many of us, you and I, we need to think ourselves a little bit higher. Have an ego about yourself. I'm not one to be mistreated and manipulated. I am not one to be talked down to. I am not one to be disrespected. If this be the case, the black man or the black woman would have never come up. Somebody had to say, no, I am a man too, or I'm black and I'm proud. And you follow all these different statements that came about in the 70s. We had to have an ego about ourselves. Even with the Black Lives Matter, we got to have an ego. And somebody's saying, well, all lives matter. You are absolutely correct. We're just trying to let you know we in that bunch too. Our lives matter, just like yours. But we got to have an ego. But for many years, and even in somebody's life right now, the enemy has been trying to make you feel like you don't deserve this. You don't. You should be punished. You had an abortion. You lied, or you don't have no money. But no, I come to tell you, you got to have an ego about yourself. You got to have an ego about yourself. I am deserving. I am strong. I am great. I am powerful. So now, while we are in Mercury, in retrograde, we got to get rid, let go of anything that is blocking us from our ego. Are you catching this? So now here, this is the scripture I was coming to. In Matthew 16 and 13, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? Well, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. Some say you're Jeremiah. You're one of them prophets. Because they're kind of saying you act like them or you talk like them, okay? But who do you say that I am? Peter said, you are the Christ. In other words, what he's saying, you are the one we've been waiting on. You are far above John the Baptist. You're far above Elijah. You're far above Jeremiah. You are the Christ. You are the anointed one. Somebody write this question for me. Who am I? And then if you look, Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And so what are you saying, Dr. Mosley? In order for Jesus to bless Simon, and at that point, that's when he changed his name and all of that, Jesus to bless Simon, Jesus had to know who he was. So therefore, I'm trying to encourage you to know who you are. Oh, I am. I am Dr. Mosley. I am. I'm great at what I do. I'm good. Are you following me? Now, it's not based on your position at work, but really, you got to know, I am. Oh, I'm, for many years, I would call myself Dr. Mosley, but I called myself Dr. Mosley even when I was in middle school. I remember getting a t-shirt or high school, one of them. But I remember saying it because I thought doctor was impressive. So I started putting in my mind, I'm Dr. Mosley. You follow me? You got to have that ego about yourself. I'm good. My grandmother was a custodian at a school, and my father's side, and really step grandmother. Okay, that's enough. But she, wonderful lady, but she took pride in her job as a custodian, and she really became the head custodian, and she was very proud of what she did. She worked and she was great at her job. I'm asking you, who are you? And sometimes we get into that mindset, oh, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not as anointed as this person. And it'll happen to me too. Oh, I'm not like Jake, so I'm not like this person. I don't have 2,000 people watching me right now. Oh, what's wrong with me? No, Mosley. Realize who you are. I am great in God, and I am teaching to some powerful people right now. I'm teaching to the board members right now. I'm teaching to those persons that really can bring forth change. I am teaching to some qualitative people. I am teaching to people that have a wealthy mind. I am teaching to people that know who they are. They know that they are royal priesthood. They know that they have a greatness in God. They know that they are powerful and they are achieving great, great desires, great goals. Somebody write this. He's talking to me. Right there from he's talking to me, because I am talking to you. Who are you? So your ego is a strong, healthy sense of value. It's a strong, healthy sense. You know, can somebody write this? I know I'm having you to write a lot, but can somebody write this? I am valuable. I am valuable. I want you to catch that. I am. You got to have an ego, ladies and gentlemen. You got to know who you are. There's a war coming, or there's a war that we are engaged in. And if you're going to win, if we are going to win, we got to have an ego. I don't see how we can win without it. Because that scripture, remember that scripture that says, greater is he who is within me than he that is in the world. That's an ego. What's that other one? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What he's doing, he's trying to strengthen your ego. I can. See, that scripture automatically, it does. It strokes your ego. It's trying to enhance it to say, if anybody can do it, you can do it. You got this. You walk into a job interview, yes, you got to have an ego. Now, some people may not like it, and then you may realize something, that may not be the place for you then. Because they don't like somebody coming in, oh, you're kind of strong. Now, you got to balance it. Yes, you got to really balance it. But you got to come in with the assurance that I can do this job. Oh, yes, I can. I can do this job. Now, in your mind, you probably said, I can do this job and yours. But you can't say that. But you got to have an ego. I'm coming in here to get this job. I got to have an ego about myself. I'm not edging God out. What I am doing is I'm activating the God that's in me. Whoo! Did anybody get that? I am activating the God that is in me. I need to write that in my notes. I am activating the God that is in me. Anybody got that? That's what I'm doing. I'm becoming stronger. I'm realizing my anointing. I'm realizing my gifts. I'm realizing my talent. Yes. I can sing. Yes, I can teach. Yes, I can prophesy. Yes, I can hear the voice of God. Yes, I can play the piano. Yes, I can bake a cake. Yes, I can. I am activating the God that is within me. So how am I edging him out? He wants me. Oh, I'm telling you right now, he wants me to have an ego about myself so I can walk in authority. When the enemy came, or when the devil tempted Jesus, what was he doing? He was trying to diminish Jesus' authority. But Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That was building that ego. You follow me? I almost said this way, because that's what I hear in my spirit. That was his ego talking. That was his ego talking. Somebody right now, you got to let your ego talk for you. Let your, whoo-wee, because you know what? That's the spirit of God that's within you. If you control it, it can talk up for you, speak up loud for you. You got to have that ego about yourself. The scripture said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Well, what does that mean? Be strong in your ego. Know that you can do this. What did he say? The disciples came to him. Why we couldn't cast out the devil? What was wrong with us? You cast him out, but why we couldn't do it? He said, it's because of your unbelief. You didn't believe you could. In other words, you ain't stepping to your ego. You ain't stepping to your power. Now, you all know something. Sometimes you got to have what they call an alter ego. Now, that could be a little dangerous, but I'm going to tell you. Sometimes you need to step into that alter ego. In other words, for instance, you may be Pam Fridu. Yes, God bless you, Sister Pam. But then in your mind, when it's time to pray for prayer time, oh, you Sergeant Pam. You know, however you want to look at it, I'm Sergeant Pam. and I'm going into the enemy's camp, and I'm going to take back everything that the devil, and whatever, if it's too dirty, I don't want it. I'm going to make him pay for me another one. You got to have that authority. Sometimes Dr. Moses could be my alter ego, but it'll get the job done. Sometime when I'm at home, even by myself in my office, I will dress up because it helps my ego. It helps my energy. It helps my vibration. That's what the ego does. It lifts your vibration. It increases who you are. It increases your authority. Are you following me? I am now, not many other preachers are probably going to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you. Have an ego about yourself. For God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son. He's saying, you are so doggone valuable to me, I'm going to put my son on the line. Yes, you do deserve an ego. Now, some other Christians, they would tell you, no, you just be meek and lowly, humble and holy. But see, the way we use that is, don't think so high. You just a filthy rag. And how you going to get stuff done that way? Now, I don't think any woman, or a man for that matter, but I don't think any woman wants to follow a man that don't have an ego about himself. Y'all help me. Am I telling the truth? Where are we going? I remember one time, I think my wife years ago, you know, I'm asking, what do you want for dinner? And she said, well, I don't know. What do you want? I said, oh, I'm not sure. What do you want? Well, and so we kept going back and forth. Well, really, I thought I was just being convenient to her to say, well, you decide what you want. I'll buy whatever it is. But what she really wanted me to do was, okay, we're going to get barbecue. You know? So, because that, all right, you know, you follow what I'm saying? She wanted some authority. Now, you know, don't take away her power to say what she wants, but she wanted some, this is where we're going. We're going to go over here. You know, we're going to do this. That ego. All right. Oh, yes, I can. Oh, I can do this. I know I can. You follow me? Everybody wants somebody that has some type of authority, some type of assurance about themselves. I come to tell you today, your anointing, this is one thing the Lord spoke to me today. Your anointing increases. Your anointing increases when you have an ego. So while Mercury's in retrograde, you know what? I want you to get rid of those things that you don't need. And sometimes we need to get rid of those thoughts that say, I'm not this, I'm not that. Focus on who you are. Focus on who you are and how good you are at it. Have an ego about yourself. Realize, remember who you are, like Jesus. He had to know, I am the Christ. Because for a long time, people been looking for the Christ. No, that he ain't it. He ain't it. What? So that's why Jesus, that's why when he went into the temple and he read, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He was reading that with great power because he realized, I know who I am. I'm the one you need. For Jesus to endure all that he did, he had to have an assurance about himself. Some of you right now, you deserve an ego because you went through some stuff, a lot of stuff. And you got to know, some of you really, because while Mercury's in retrograde, get rid of all that stuff you don't need. Blessing to you, my friend. I am so very grateful that you have tuned in, and I pray that you have enjoyed this teaching about how do you really see yourself. You know, I've had clients that have called me for their private sessions, and during those, some of those sessions, I've had a few clients that have stated, I'm not that important, or my boyfriend sees me as this way, and I see myself as this way, and sometimes that can be a major conflict in the relationship. I want to encourage you to allow me the privilege to help you to see yourself the way you really desire to be seen, and the way you want others to see you and appreciate you. Maybe I can help you increase or either balance that ego that you should have about yourself. Allow me to give you that reading, or allow me the opportunity to be your spiritual life coach with a one-on-one private personal session. All you got to do is go to my website, drmichaelmosley.com. That's drmichaelmosley.com. You know, I believe, in fact, I am confident that I can really help you achieve the greater success that you really do deserve. Sometimes we just got to see ourselves different. Sometimes we have to see ourselves differently, I guess is the proper way I should say it. We have to see that you are phenomenal. You are powerful. You are adequate. You're even pretty. Yes, you are. My brother, you're handsome. You're strong. You're vibrant. I want you to realize how great you really are. But you got to see it. I think in order for us to do any type of work successfully, we have to see ourselves doing it successfully. We have to see ourselves as competent. In fact, while you got your notepad out or your phone pad out, why don't you write that I am competent? But now some people don't really see that about themselves. Please go to my website. Allow me the privilege to work with you, that you can see yourself as God sees you. He sees you as a royal priesthood. You are really somebody in his eyesight. You are really great. You are powerful. You know, it reminds me of sometimes our parents, they can really push us on when we don't even think we're qualified. Look at Johnny. Look at Johnny. Dance for him, Johnny. Oh, mama, I can't do it. Go ahead on down. Johnny, you know you can dance and do it. You know that's the way God is. He sees you as such a profound, powerful individual. It's time for you to see yourself as that. And I believe that there are so many great opportunities that are waiting on you to see yourself as deserving, see yourself as competent, see yourself as smart, and watch. Oh, as I stated before, money is attracted to your ego. Power is attracted to your ego. Love is even attracted to your ego. Listen, go to my website right now, drmichaelmosley.com. Schedule your one-on-one session with me, okay? Go ahead on drmichaelmosley. I would love to talk with you. I would love to share with you. I would love to be that divine voice or that representative of the divine voice to share with you and empower you and let you know how strong, how beautiful, how dynamic you really are. Okay? Now, if you need to contact my office, you can do that at 770-309-2181 and schedule your next session with me, okay? Schedule it. Go to drmichaelmosley.com. I bless God for you. Now, I want you to promise me that you're going to strengthen and balance and even control your ego. Thank you for joining me, your spiritual teacher, intuitive life coach, and personal prophet. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I really do pray that you have been encouraged, inspired, and enlightened during this edition of Spiritual Insight. Now, don't forget to like and follow me on your favorite social media platform, and visit my website, drmichaelmosley.com, and even there you can find out more about me and even schedule your personal private one-on-one session with me. That's www.drmichaelmosley.com. Okay? drmichaelmosley.com. Blessings to you all. Now I'll see you again next time as we come together for another spiritual insight.